Okay. Wir will holden da Wurf im Beis. In der Mühle des Scheilo, was mach leuk ist in der Mischno, when we have to bring on a Yom Tif, the Korban Oila is Ria, Korban Oila, and a Korban Shalmei Chagiga, the Shlomim, which one is more important? Like, which one is more expensive? That by Shammai said the Oila is two mois, and the Chagiga can only be worth, if you want, only one more. And Basil said the opposite way, that Oilash Ria is only, if you want, could be worth $1, one more, and the Shlomim, the Chagiga has to be worth at least two more. So he brought the Svaras why. Now in the middle of the Shalom, Basil brought a riot to say that the Shlomim is more important, because the Shlomim was brought in the Midbar, Koyda Matan Torah. That's the way Basil holds. And by Shammai says no, that the Karbonis that they brought in the Midbar, they brought a Karbonailer also. That was by Shammai Svaras. And Basil answered back and said, no, the oil they brought in the Midbar wasn't an oilas like the Dova, but it was the oilas HaTomid. They brought the oilas HaTomid every day in the Midbar, but a carbon oilas on the Dova, a Yochid, didn't bring his oil in the Midbar. The only thing that was brought in the Midbar was the Shlomim. So therefore, Basil holds that a Shlomim is more important than an oilas. And the Pasuk says, really, in the end of Mishpatim, that we'll soon see, the Vayishlech Aznara Vina Yisrael Vayalu oilas. The Pasuk says they brought oilas. Then it says, "Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem porim," that they brought shlomim. So shlomim for sure they brought. The shal at the beginning of the pasuk says, "Vayalu oilas," they also brought a korban oila. So that's the machlekes. Does this oila mean they brought a korban oila, but Torah in the double like the yechidim brought the korban oila, or does it mean no? Like Beis Shammai wants to say that oila was the korban hatamid that was brought every single day, but the only korban yochid that was brought. That's where Basil learns. That the korban oila that was brought koidim in this pasuk is talking about the oilas tamid, but the only korban yochid that was brought was a korban shlomim. Therefore, Basil says the shlomim is more chashiv, has to be worth at least two, and Beis Shammai holds no, that this oila that was brought was also a regular korban oila. So Mar brought down of whom. The last Gemara was a few mandiyomim that hold each way. The Gemara says, Omer Abaya, this is Vav Amar Aleph, the end was, that by Shammai, Reb Lezer, Reb Yishmael, Kula Svir Lahu, Oila, Sheikh Riva, B'nai Yisrael, Ban Midbar, Oila's Riyah, heavy. They all hold, the Pesham, this Pasuk was, Oila was a carbon yachit, they brought an Oila from the Dover. Well, by Silov, Reb Kiva, Reb Yosef, Lila, Kula Svir Lahu, no Oila, Sheikh Riva, Yisrael, Ban Midbar, Oila's Tamar Avoyi. That's what they hold, that the oila in the postik was the korban atomid. But a korban yochid from oila wasn't brought koidim the matan Torah, koidim the mishkan. The only thing they brought was only shlomim. So we'll start again here again. Beisham's Mar says now, Beisham I hold the amarin. Beisham we just had, he says clearly. We have Yishmael, what's the right? Yishmael holds like that. That the oila they brought was the oilas riya. The tanya, Rabbi Yishmael lay maklolis dem Rabbi Sinai. O protos b'yal noyit. He holds that the klal of the Karbonis was said by Hasinai, but the protest, the exact lahalochis, were only said later by Oyo Moed. Rabbi Akiva holds that klalois to protest nemru b'sinai. He holds both. The klalois and the protest were both said by Hasinai. V'nishnu b'Oyo Moed, and it was said over again in Oyo Moed, v'nishtalshu b'Avris Moed, and it was learned a third time in Avris Moed three times. Now it swirls like this. V'yisaka daituch. That Oila Sheikh Ribu Yisrael by Midbar was Oila's Tomer Avoy, if you want to say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the carbon Oila they brought in was Oila's Atomid, Miyakamidi Dimikoro Leboy Heshiv Nituach. Means Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Klolis was said by Harsinai, but the protest, the exact dinam, how to bring it, was only said later in Oyamayid. So how could you tell me that at the beginning they brought the carbon Oila's Atomid and they didn't know the Lochas yet? They didn't know that Boy Heshiv Nituach. Hefshit means first you have to skin the animal, and then nituach you have to cut it up into pieces, and then you makiv it first. But since these halachas are first said at the end, how could it be that the mikor, if you want to say they brought the korban, it was korban atomid, that the mikor loy boy hefshiv nituach, ulibsayv boy hefshiv nituach? So the svar for sure, since the halachas of hefshiv nituach was not given yet until the Yayam Mayid, the Karbonis they brought in the Midbar was an Elas Riyah, it was like an Adava. If you wanted to, you could bring on your own the Karbon Eila. But in the time, the Karbon Atamid first started late in the Yayam Mayid. That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. So you have a Rai again, Rabbi Yishmael holds like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Lezer, where's Rabbi Lezer's proof? The Tanya we learned. The Pasuk says, Oilas Tamid Hasuyah Bahar Sinai. You bring an Oilas Tamid every single day, you bring the Oilas of Tamid in the Baboik of Erev. It says, Hasuyah Bahar Sinai. So Rabbi Lezer says, Maiseho Nemru B'Sinai. True. The Maiseho, the Inyan of the Parsha, was said by HaSinai. But the Atzmo LeKorvo. But the actual Korban HaTomid was not brought by HaSinai. When did they start to bring it? First, when they had the Oyo Moyed, when they said over the exact halachas how to bring it. So Tzurai Rabbi Lezer also holds. That's what the Pesuk says, V'yalu Oylus, that they brought an Oyla by Sinai. It doesn't mean a Korban HaTomid, because that's first started later on. So it has to mean what they brought then was Oylus Medava. If they wanted to, they brought their own private Korban Oyla. So that's also right, like Beis Shammai holds. Now Rabbi Kiva says no. Korva v'shuv le'posko. The Kivolds know they started to bring the Korban by Har Sinai. And that's the Kivol Shitosa that he said before, Kololois or Protois Nemru B'Sinai, that the exact halachas, exactly how to bring the Korban HaTomid, was learned by Har Sinai. But since it was learned then by Har Sinai, they knew exactly how to bring it, it's okay, they started to bring the Korban HaTomid then, and from then on, Shuvloi Poska. Elo Ma'ani Mekayim, if so, what do we do with the Poska that says, Hazvochim Umincha Gashtum Li Bamidbor Aboim Shono the Abbas Yisrael, that so Churitz Mashma Hazvochim Umincha Gashtum Li Bamidbor Aboim Shono, that it's a tefillah. Rashi says it means Umani Mekayim Hazvochim Umincha Gashtum Li Bamidbor Loshin Tema. The Pesuk is saying like a wonder, like how come they did not bring it? Umashma Shlehi Grivu Lefish and Izufim Hoyu. Mashma that in the Midbar they did not bring the Karbonis they were supposed to. Because they were in Izufim, like the Shekhinah wasn't with them in the years in the Midbar. So the Chorot HaKasha, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, yes, Klai Yisrael brought the Korban HaTomid then in the Midbar. So how come the Pesuk almost says, Mashma Losh and Tema wonder how come they didn't bring it? So Gemara answers, Shiftoi Shalevi, Shloi Ovdu Avoy Dezora, Hei Mekrivu Oysa. Just means Shevet Levi brought the Korban HaTomid from their own money. But it wasn't the Korban Tzibah that was spent from the whole Klal's money. So the Taina and the rest of Klal Yisrael, how come they didn't bring the Korban? Rashi says, Shiftoi Shalevi, Hekrivuhu Mishalehem. They brought the Korban HaTomid, true, but it was from their own money. It wasn't from the Tzibah. So that's what the Taina was. V'akoponim, it's a machloikas, what's shown this postek by Yalu Oilois, that they brought Korban Oilam, Bashas by Bahar Sinai, does it mean the regular Korban HaTomid that they started from then? Or does it mean, no, the Korban HaTomid first started later by the Yoyim Oyed by the Mishkan? Oilus here just means in the Dova. Now, Beisilul Hodi Amorin. Beisilul, like we said before, Beisilul said a svara that the Chagiga, Shalom Chagiga, is more important, has to be worth at least 2 mors. He says, because the Chagiga, the Shlomim, was brought, Kari the Man Torah, Mashmanat the Korban Oilam. I the Pesuk said they brought an Oyla. So Beisilul holds, this Oyla was the Korban HaTomid they started in the Midbar. But a private Korban Oyla wasn't brought until later on. Mashenken Shlomim was brought before. So since the Shlomim was brought before the Korban Oyla, that's why he holds in our Mishnah Beisilul that the Shalom Mechagiga that you bring on Yom Tiv is like more important, has to be worth at least 2 kesef. Rabbi Akiva Honami Damorin. Rabbi Kiva also, like we just got from the saying, that he said the Oilas that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tomid. So therefore they did not bring the Oilas Riyah then, it was only an Oilas Tomid. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what do we see with heels? The Tanya will look like this. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer, Sholosh Mitzvois Netztavo Yisraelim B'Yaloisim L'Regel. There are 3 mitzvahs Klai Yisrael had to see what to do when they used to go to be on the regel on Yom Tovim. Was the Chi of Riyah, to bring a Korban Riyah, Korban Oilas. The Chagiga, to bring a Shlomim for Korban Chagiga. The Simcha, the Mitzvah Stam, to bring a Shalmei Simcha. Rashi says, Simcha, Afheim Shalmei Simcha. Emein loy bosa Shlomim shal nedir nadova. If they don't have other meats, like other Korbanos to bring then, if they have a nedir nadova, that's okay. If they don't, then they have to bring with them a Shalmei Chagiga, a Shalmei Simcha. Stam to have bosa Shlomim in order to eat, to be happy with. These are 3 types of korbanos you have to bring when you go roll a regal. Now, yesh b'riyah shein b'shtayim. Riyah has something special about it that the other 2 korbanos don't have. V'yesh b'chagiga shein b'shtayim. And yesh b'simcha shein b'shtayim. Each korban has something special that the other 2 korbanos does not have. Yesh b'riyah, this inyan to bring the first a korban oyla, a korban riyah, shein b'shtayim, shariyah oyla kula l'gvoya.
Ma'ashen kein b'shteyim.
A korban oleh, we know the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. There's no piece of meat that's a kahanim or the bile of meat. It's kula kolol. So this korban oleh, that's really that you have to bring, that's kula l'ashem.
Ma'ashen kein the other two, the shlomim and the shalmei simcha nechagiga, both the korban shlomim, that the kahanim and the bile both eat from it.
Now, yesh bechagiga ma'ashen v'shteyim. The korban chagiga has something over the other two.
Shechagiga yesh no lefnei adibur.
The chagiga korban shlomim was brought before the dibur.
Ma'ashen v'shteyim.
Ma'ashen can is not v'shteyim. So Rashi says shechagiga yesh no lefnei adibur. Oysen shlomim shegruvu ha'bechoros. Afal pish labor regular grivum, even though it wasn't brought on the yomtiv. Or bechagiga nikro. Shebem niskaimu vayechoy guli ba midbar, shenem alehem b'mitzrayim. It says Lashon in the Pasuk, vayechoy guli ba midbar, the Pasuk calls like Lashon Chagiga. And that's also Teretz wise. It says Ma'ashen b'simcha. Like Simcha was not brought in the midbar. L'churu was only a korban shlomim, and a Simcha is also only a korban shlomim. So that's what Rashi answers. The after it's brought in the midbar, the Pasuk says Lashon, vayechoy guli ba midbar. Mashma, that shlomim they brought in the midbar was like a chagiga. It was called the v'yichoygo, it had to do with chagiga. So the korban chagiga had the Klal Yisrael brought even before oil moed in the midbar.
Ma'ashenki ma'ashen b'shteyim, but the oil as ria, that means the korban yochid of a korban oila, wasn't brought yet.
That's what the pasuk says they brought an oilas, means they brought a korban atomid, but a private oila wasn't brought yet.
Now, yesh besimcha ma'ashen b'shteyim, simcha also has something over the other two. Sha'asimcha neheges ba'anoshim u'b'noshim.
Then you tell the shalme simcha, it's poshet to have meat, tira on yomtiv, to be mekayim the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. Now, this mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha applies both to anoshim and noshim. Both men and women are both mechuyim in this mitzvah.
Ma'ashen b'shteyim.
Ma'ashen can the other two, the oilas riyah, the Mishnah says, noshim apotah from oil regal. They're apotah from the mitzvah. So they're apotah from oilas riyah, and they're apotah from shal mechagigur also. So therefore, the mitzvah simcha, that has something over the other two.
Rashi says, asimcha neges benoshim lechsiv, v'samachta ato besecha.
Ma'ashen came b'shteyim, the mitzvah saseh shizman geromahein, the akosav l'ribu oysan. There's no ribu here. So middle noshim apotah to be oil regal, the apotah from the mitzvah of korban oilas riyah, and from shal mechagigah. So middle is a right that Yasi holds that the korban, that the pasuk says oila, what was brought before was oilas tamid. It was not an oilas riyah. Because it says a svara that only the shal mechagigah was brought in the midbar. Mashma not an oila.
Mar Rabbi Yishmael, my time komuk muslaki beishamai. What's the reason why you say Rabbi Yishmael holds like beishamai?
So we're saying now, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai, that the oil they brought in the midbar was not an oilas atomid, but was an oilas riyah. Like, for what purpose are you saying it? So Gemara says like this, like, Lahura, you should better say he holds like Beis Hillel than Beis Shammai, because we know we don't pass like Beis Shammai. So how come we have to say that Rabbi Shmuel has to hold like Beis Shammai? So he said this swear was, because he's Sakla Daituch, that oilas shekrivu Yisrael by midbar, oilas tomid havoil, that was the kash we had before. That if you want to tell me, like Beis Hillel holds, that the Pasuk says they brought the korban oila by Sinai, if you want to tell me it was oila satomid, mi'ika midi could be possible to mi'kara leboy hefshev nituach. That was Rabbi Yishmael Shittim. That by HaSinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Seras Adibros, it only said the klolos then. It only said the klal of bringing the korbanos. But the protos exactly how to do it, to make a hefshev nituach, wasn't learned then. But at the end, by all your mind, boy, have shevinituach. Like, how could that be? So that's why we were forced to say before that Rabbi Shmuel asked old like Beis Shammai, that the korban oila that the pasuk says were not the oila satomid, because they didn't know how to bring it yet, the oila satomid. Therefore, the pasuk means an oila's riyah, a private korban oila, that they could bring whichever way they want. So tomorrow, is that true? For Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Omar oila shekrivu yisoba midbar oila's tomid havoi. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili, we just got finished proving, he holds here like Beis Hillel, that he says only Chagiga was done before, Mashmanat and Oila. So when the Pasuk says they brought an Oila, it means they brought the Korban Atomit. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it should also be Kasha. Should be Kasha, Mikoro Leboy Hefshav Netuach, Lebsoiv Boy Hefshav Netuach. According to him also, they didn't know the Lachas yet by HaSinai. So how come they were able to bring a Korban Atomit then? The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer,
Oilo shekrivu Yisrael b'midbar. Eino tuna hefshe v'nituach. Yishno, but that time by Sinai, in the Midbar, when they brought the Korban Oilo, that Korban Oilo did not have the halachas yet to have the hefshe, that you have to skin it first, v'nituach you have to cut it up. Why? L'fi shein hefshe v'nituach elu miyoy ma'od v'yelach. Only from oil ma'od onwards. So here you see it's possible to say that even though the halacha of hefshe v'nituach was first learned to Klai Yisrael later on in the Yoyim Moed, good. So from then on, they changed to do the Korban HaTamid that way. But it's possible to say they still brought the Korban HaTamid from before, from HaSinai, without making the Hefshev Netuach. That's what he's saying of Yosef Glili. That he says clearly that we're saying, he holds like Beis Hillel, that the first Oilo wasn't Oilo HaTamid, even though the Loch of Hefshev Netuach was first given later on in the Yoyim Moed. So see, there's no stira. Before they had the Loch of Hefshev Netuach, they didn't do it. But later, when they got it, they did it. So, Moses and Echonami, what you have to say now is, Sami Mikan Rabbi Shmuel. If so, you could say the same svar in Rabbi Shmuel. So, you have no right to say Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai. Let's rather say Yosef holds like Beis Hillel. That Avada, the korban that was brought in the Midbar here, was an Eilas HaTomit. I, Rabbi Shmuel, says the Loch of Hefshev Netuach was first learned later on in the Yoyim Moed. True. That now, when they brought it in the Midbar by Sinai, they did not do the Hefshev Netuach. Because they didn't have the Loch yet. But later on, from the Yoyim Moed onwards, that was said that locha, that first you have to skin the animal, and then cut up into pieces, and then makrev it, from then on they did it. Now, boy, Rav Chizkiah, they ask a question. Hai krua, what's beyond this posik? Okay, in a posik in Shmois, that hai krua, hechik said, how do you have to read this posik? Vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisroel v'yalu oilois. In the posik, that's all it says. It says, Vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Bechorim. Nare means the Bechorim. They were like the Kanan, they did the Avodah then. The posik says, Vayalu oilis. That's all it says. They brought a korban oila. So one side is like, stop right here. And oilis means kvosim. It doesn't say in the posik kvosim. But one way is to stop here. It means they brought lambs for the korban oila. Then the posik goes on, Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim la'ashem parim. That's one way to read it. That when they brought zvachim a korbanos shlomim, from what? From parim, from oxes. That's one way to read it. That the oilis staff was brought from kvosim, from lamb. And the end of the pasuk says parim, it only goes back to shlomim. Oiduma maybe no, idi v'idi parim heavy. Maybe the way you read the pasuk is like this. Vayalu oilis, vayizbechu zvachim, like we have it. That's the way we have it. Vayalu oilis, vayizbechu zvachim, shlomim l'ashem. The pasuk says they brought then in the midbar oilis and zvachim. From what? Parim. Both of them were from parim, were from axes. That's the shiloh. So Gemara is, l'may naf gemina, like what's the difference? I tell you, always says, l'may naf gemina means, klaymar, my devi heve, what happened, happened, it's not nogeya now. The Gemara never clears shalis if it's not nogeya l'maiser anymore. Like it happened in the midbar, may naf gemina, what they did then, like so what? I am all we want to pshan the psukim, alright? But here the Gemara is like, it's not nogeya to the psukim, so stam la locha, what's the difference? So Gemara says, Mazutra oma lepisuk tamin. It's not clear how you read the psukim. If you have to say vayalu oilis like we have it, vayalu oilis, it has to be a stop. So it has to have a different nigger, a different trup under the oilis. Mashenkin, if you read it like straight and perm goes back to the end, it has different trup. Like Rashi says, lepsuke tamim, beneginos. Im taimo shnei minim, sarchat lefisuk tam shavayalu oilis, v'yasnachto, like we have it. We have an asmacht, yes, the vayalu oilis, it's an asnachto, like you stop. First it was oilis made from kvosim. And then later it was vayizbuchu zvachim, shlomin was porim. Oy bezok of kotin, tam shemafse kadiba mashlach, yet I have a stop between now and later. But v'yim min echad hoya, but if shan this posik is its continuation, like we have it, vayalu oilis vayizbuchu zvachim shlomin, they brought oilis and shlomin, you know from what? From porim. So then, Sorachatluk Roysa Biyechud Mishar Tamin, Shem Asikin going Pashto or Revi, then after the Yalu Oilus is only a Pashto or Revi, but not like a trup that makes it stop. So that was Nafkimino, how do you learn Pshat here? So Nafkimino Lamaisa, how do we lay in the Torah? If you want to know how to put the trup here, when you read the word Vayalu Oilus, does it have like we have in Asnacht here, like stopping? Or no? Otherwise, it should have just been a Revi to continue a continuation. That was the Shaila. Another Pshat the Gemara says, I do need to be from Rabakhav Ray the Rav Oma Lyoima Ray La Oila Kyola Shokibu Yisoba Midbar. If somebody says I have an oilo, the way they brought it, the way the Christ were brought in the midbar. Yeah, that's not coming. Ray La Oila Kyola Shokibu Yisoba Midbar. Somebody right now wants to make a nether upon himself that Arei Eli, I want to bring Korban now, the way they brought the oil in the Midbar. That's not Kamina. My, Purim Heavy at that time, was it Purim? Or Kvosim Heavy, was it Kvosim Tekel? I'm not obliged by Tekel. We're talking about pushing the Shalom. But that's enough for me. If a guy makes an edit now, I want to bring the same type of a korban eloh they brought in. So does he have to bring a par, an ox, or does he have to bring a keves, a lamb? What about that take?
We don't read, however.
We learned the Mishnah Peya. These are the things that have a shear. Ha Peya. These are the things that does not have a shear. Eilud Vorim Shein Lem Shear. Ha Peya V'Yabikurim V'Rayim. Or Gemilas Chasodim. The Talmud Torah, these things don't have any shear. And the Pshat is midiraisa, it means it doesn't have any shear, even though the Derabbanan gave shearim. Like Peyer Rashi says, there's a shear, Echad Mishishim, the Chayim Bikurim, there's shear midirabbanan. But midiraisa, there's no shear. Amr Rabbi Yechidin, Kisvur Manu Leiman, we thought to say like this, Harayan Ein Loi Shear Lamala. That the Mishnah says, Harayan, the Havamina now it means the Korban Erlis Riyah that you bring when you come to bring other regal, it says doesn't have any shear. It doesn't have any amount, how much money you spend for the korban. So that means lamala, as much money as you want to spend, 10, 100, 1,000, as much money as you want to spend, you're allowed to. Avayesh l'shir lamata, but how much is the least amount that you have to spend? There is a shir, because that's what we have in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says clearly, machloik is besilu and beshamayim, that besilu says it has to be worth at least a mo'. So the havimina is, the Mishnah shirim is a deraisatik shir. Sai, the Mishnah Peyah says, Ein lo shir, there's no shir, there's no limit. So it means there's no limit how high you could spend money. But the least amount of money there is a shir to. That's what we thought. Achevor Rabbeishin, to Rabbeishin came, Barebi, Velimud and taught us, that Harayin Ein lo shir, lo lamala, lo lamata. No, that the Mishnah Peyah says, this mitzvah of Harayin, when you go to the yearly regal to bring a korban oila, has no shear, has no amount. It means even the smallest amount to the most amount. Midiraisa, there's no shear. Abu Chachamim Oimrim, that our Mishnah says a shear, machlekes besham or betilo, that's only midirabonin. Abu Chachamim Oimrim, that haraya more kesef, like betilo shita, that haraya, the korbaner last, it'd be worth at least one more. V'yachagiga shtei kesef, and the chagiga betilo holds that's worth at least two kesef. Sespsha. Not that the Mishnah Peyah says Ein Lo Shir means true midiraisa, there's no shir at all. It could be worth mamash half a penny, the cheapest animal you want, midiraisa you could bring. Our Mishnah says here a shir, how much it has to be worth? That's only a shir midirabonin, not midiraisa. Now the Gemara says, my harayin. What does the Mishnah Peyah mean when it says the harayin Ein Lo Shir? There's no shear as many times as you want to on Yom Tov, you could do this mitzvah of Harayin. What does Harayin mean? Reb Yechidah Nomar Riyas Ponam Be'azor. It means as many times as you want to come into the Beis Hamikdash. On Yom Tov you're allowed to, but Lav Dafka you have to bring a korban every time you come in. If you want, you're allowed to come in without a korban. And as many times as you want, you're allowed to come in. Rashi says, Reb Yechidah Nomar Riyas Ponam Be'azor. As many times as you want to on Yom Tov, you could show your face in the base of Migdish. You don't have to bring a korban oil every time you come in, just bring it one time. Afterwards, when the Mishnah Peyah says, Ein lo shir, means just for the mitzvah to see Hashem. No, that the Mishnah says, Ein lo shir, means that bringing a korban. Rashi says, Riyas Ponam B'Korbin. B'Korbin means, V'tzorech lohovi korbin al kol pam upam. Rish Lakish shows every time on Yom Tov, when you come into the Beis Hamikdash, every time you like want to see Hashem, you have to come with a korbin. There's no shir, there's no limit to how many korbins, olas, riyah you bring. Every single time you come in on Yom Tov to see Hashem, you have to come in with a korbin. That's the way Rish Lakish learns. So in the Mishnah, in Peyah, says, Harayin, it's a machlekes. Does Harayin mean just the mitzvah's Riyah to be seen in the Beis Hamikdash? Or does it mean with the carbon, Olas Riyah, with the carbon like Rish Lakish learns? So Gemara says like this, Be'ikah regel kuliyam alay pligi the Riyah's point of a carbon. Everybody's masculine the first time you come into the Beis Hamikdash, there's a chiyuv to come with the carbon Olas Riyah. Then we know there's a chiyuv to bring an Olas Riyah. Ki pligi with the machlekes b'shah yimaisa regel. The rest of the days of Yom Tov regel when you come into the Beis Hamikdash, that's the machlekes. And what? Now, Kol Heichot, first we thought to say that Kol heiche di osi, anytime you come in, the icy, and you bring with you a korban early, you should know, kul yalma loy pligina mekablina minei. That everybody, we first thought to think, that as many times as you come in, if you do bring a korban early with you every time, we mekablet. That's no machlekes. If you want to bring it, avad, you could bring it. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes? The also loyaisi. If you're coming into the Beis Hamikdash, but you do not bring a korban with you, that's the machlokes. The Rav Yochanan Sovar Rias Ponavi Azora, the Cholei must be Osi, Loit Sorok Lasuye. You should know there's a mitzvah by itself just to be seen in the Beis Hamikdash, to come into the Beis Hamikdash, but you don't have to bring a korban every time. So if you want to come in without a korban, you're allowed to come in. That's Rav Yochanan Shita. If you want to come in with a korban, nobody stops you. Of course, you can bring as many as you want. But just Rabbi Yechon holds that even on Yom Tif, after you brought the first time the korban Elos Ria, if you want to come in a second, a third, a fourth time, as many times as you want to, you're allowed to come in, even though you do not have a korban Elos Ria with you. Resh Lakisham, Resh Lakish holds no. Ria's ponim be korban. The chol emas, the osi, anytime you come into the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tif, Tzorech Lasuye. You have to bring with you this korban, not the korban Elos Ria. Anytime you come in, you can't come in empty. You always have to come in with a korban. That's the machlokes of Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Eisvei Resh Lakish Rav Yochanan. So Resh Lakish has a kasha to Rav Yochanan. The pasuk says, Lo yiro ponei reikom. Mashma, I can never see you empty-handed. Mash, many times you come in, as many times as you come in, every time you have to come in with something, you can't come in empty. So it's a right to Resh Lakish. You always have to have a korban with you. So Gemara answers, or Malay Rabbi Yechon answers, that pasuk is talking about the ikar haregel. That's talking about the first time when you come into the Beis Hamikdash, the Shan Yom Tov. True, you can't come in empty-handed. You have to come in with the korban or lasriya. But after you brought the korban once, Havad Rabbi Yechon knows, then you could come in without a korban. Eisvei, another kasha we have. The pasuk says, "V'lo yiroa ponai rekam." That again, we cannot see you empty-handed. Now, bezvachim atroim, the pasuk is talking about bezvachim. You can't come in empty-handed without a korban. Bezvachim oyein well b'yoyfus or menachas. Maybe, what do you mean you can't come empty-handed without a zevach, without a korban? Maybe it just means without an oif or a mincha. Like maybe if you bring a mincha, it's also good enough. Or maybe if you bring oifus, birds, it's also good enough. And Rashi says bezvachim means tzorach lorvi korban behema. Zvachim means it has to be an animal. Hazvuchim besakin, that means it has to have a shita with a knife. Voloi erla soif, but you can't bring an erla soif, a bird, shinim lekis. Because a bird, you don't have to use a knife to make the shita, but by kabonis, you make a malika with the crane's thumb, that's all. So how do we know this? Maybe ponereka means don't come empty handed without even a knife or with a mincha. Most of the dinner, we'll take a smart and a kabachayma. Nemro chagigola hedyet, for nemro rila gvoya. It says dinin of a korban chagiga for hedyit, and it says the mitzvah oilus ria for gevoya to Hashem. Rashi says like nemru chagiga beregel lemaichel hedyit for a normal person, but we have to eat for nemru rila gevoya to leiro ponad dechsev mashmal etzorki on Yisrael. And we bring us something to a kodesh baruch hu. Now ma chagiga mur lehedyit, just like we know there's a chi of chagiga for a hedyit. Zvachim, you have to bring a shlomim. There's a shalom chagiga that we have to bring, and we eat from the kavonis. Is afriya, the same thing, the korban riya that you bring to Hashem, hamura legvaya zvachim, it's a svar that it should be zvachim. Rashi's macha giga hamura lehedya zvachim, shobayim adichsev lo yolin chelib chagi ad boikras, talks about animals. So meluhu, bemidi di yislei chelib, ha korban legvaya kamar. It's talking about the fast that you burn, that's by a korban. So meluhu adim, with the oil that you have to bring to Hashem, is also a korban and not an oil as behema or a mincha. Obezoi umahein, what does that mean? Zvachim. Zvachim means an animal that you have to use a shchitah on it. Now, oilus. Zvachim oilus. Atuwaim oilus seyenevel shlomim. How do you know you have to bring an oilo? Maybe it's enough to bring a korban shlomim. Maybe lo yiru upon a reka means don't come empty handed, but even with the shlomim is also good. So far you proved that korban has to be a zevach. There has to be something you do with ma'aseh shchitah on it. But how do you know it can't be a shlomim? Vidinu, nemru chagiga lehedyit. It's a svara now that maybe shlomim should be enough, because it says chagiga, we have to bring a shalom chagiga for ourselves. We have to bring an uriya to our kodesh baruch hu. So maybe ma chagiga mura lehedyet beroloi, just like a chagiga that we have to bring has to be roi for us, a shlomim that we could eat from it, is afriya mura legvoya beroloi. But there's a swara to say what it means a korban eilah. That the riyah is a swara, we're coming to see Hashem, we have to bring something totally to Hashem. That's a swara, just like when we bring a chagiga for ourselves, it means something we could eat. When we bring something to Hashem, le'iroi ponei reikam, I should not be empty-handed, like I go to see Hashem, it should be something that I'm giving totally to Hashem. So that's a swara, it should be a korban eilah. The chen bedin is also a swara for this. Shloye shulchan molei, v'shulchan rabba reikon. That your table should not be full, and Hashem's table should be empty. That's a swara to say that the oilish re you bring should be a korban oil. So what do you see? The chur you see again that every time you come to be oilah regal, v'le yiroi ponei reikam, means that you have to come with a korban oil. So chur, every time you come in, you have to have a korban oil. So Moran says again, the Yechon answers, Amalei, the yikra regal. Again, this passage just means the first time you come in, the yikra regal, you have to bring a korban oilish re. But after that, the more times you come in, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you could come in without a korban.